This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some Democrats want to strip Republican Lauren Boebert of her committee assignments for her Islamophobic comments. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Massachusetts Representative Ayanna Pressley says House leaders need to punish Boebert for using derogatory language and insinuating Representative Ilhan Omar is a terrorist.
Each day that passes without meaningful accountability, we risk normalizing this behavior and endangering the lives of our Muslim colleagues, Muslim staff, and every Muslim who calls this country home.
If passed, Pressley's resolution would remove Boebert from the Budget and Natural Resources Committees. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
No response yet from Boebert's office. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says getting both vaccine shots and a booster is the best way to defend against all variants of COVID-19.
So overall, people who have received boosters are 2.4 times less likely to be a COVID-19 case than vaccinated and 9.7 times less likely to be a COVID-19 case than unvaccinated people.
The Omicron variant was detected in Boulder's wastewater system, signifying Colorado's first case of community spread. Former CU player Michael Westbrook has been inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. He played in the early 90s and helped the Buffs win the 95 Fiesta Bowl over Notre Dame. Westbrook played 8 seasons in the NFL. Mostly cloudy tonight across Colorado, currently 48 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.